Hey Connor, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so I've got no idea how this works, so I don't know if they can hear what we're talking right now. So if you guys are hearing this part, this is the first minute of our first podcast, Statting Average. We're kind of winging it right now because we have no idea how this Anchor app works, so bear with us here.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited. Ready to get started and see how this thing goes.
Yeah, so you want to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, so my name is Connor Looker, aka Hot Stove Stats on Twitter. Looking forward to joining up with Jeremy here and get a pretty cool podcast going. So,
favorite team?
Favorite team, Boston Red Sox.
Favorite player?
Favorite player, Mike Trout.
There you go. How about your favorite Red Sox?
Favorite Red Sox would be Mookie Betts. Favorite player ever would be King Griffey Jr. Favorite pitcher ever. That's a tough one. Probably Pedro. What about you?
Okay, I'm Jeremy Frank. I'm MLB Random Stats on Twitter. Pretty similar account to Connor's. I'm a Cubs fan. My favorite player is also Mike Trout. Favorite Cub, Addison Russell. Don't yell at me. And favorite player all time, Ernie Banks. And I don't really have a favorite pitcher of all time. Greg Maddux, maybe? I don't know.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so hopefully this works. I honestly have no idea what's going on right now.
I don't either. Hopefully people can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you, so.
Yeah.
I don't think this episode will be too long.
Just nice little quick intro, kind of get familiar with people that follow us, for people that follow us to get familiar with us.
Just kind of
let them know who we are, what we're doing, what we plan on doing. It's going to be pretty interesting. Some guests on the podcast down the road.
Hopefully we're able to do that. We've got pretty big followings of prominent people, so we could probably get someone at least like once an episode, maybe.
Oh yeah, I think so.
We'll probably be pretty stat heavy on here. If you guys do follow our Twitter accounts, you probably do, because that's probably getting to this podcast. You guys probably like stats. We very much enjoy stats, so you'll probably be hearing a lot of stats on here, just like you would on our Twitter account.
Yeah, and you're gonna hear stats that you don't really know yet. I didn't know any of these stats a year ago, and you know, and I think one of our main goals is to kind of educate a lot of our followers on what these stats mean, why they're useful, and you know, some of the stats that we use that we have used for 100 years, why they might be outdated. So,
yeah, definitely.
Interesting, of course, educating all the followers as well, yeah, and getting them engaged.
Yeah, we'll take questions too. Yeah, just talk about whatever on here. Anything that's going on in baseball,
mm-hmm,
pretty much be a talking point on here.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite stat? Just like your favorite metric.
Favorite stat, favorite metric. I don't know. Adding, I would say WRC+, maybe weighted on base average.
Yeah, those are, can't go wrong with those two.
No, they kind of tie together everything into one stat. So I would say probably weighted on base average, even though it's not park adjusted. It is nice to use.
Yeah, it's like a better OPS.
Right, yeah, and it's got weights to singles, doubles, triples, home runs. Doesn't say that home runs 4 times better than a single when it's not. So that I like that one quite a bit. What about you?
Yeah, can't go wrong with that one. I agree. I mean, if you're looking, it depends what you're looking for. I mean,
right.
You're looking for just an overall value of how good a hitter is. You're looking for WRC+, but then you got like Rockies fans mad at you because like, oh, I think Charlie Blackman's better than whatever. Or
right.
And I agree that I think that the park adjustment is a little too strict, but mm-hmm, at the same time, not park adjusting at all is not the way to go either. So kind of both of them, just if you know what you're talking, if you know the context,
right,
all stats need context. I kind of probably like a hypocrite saying that because most of my stats on my Twitter page don't have context, mm-hmm, but you need, if you're evaluating players, you need context.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's good and there's bad along with everything. You know, the new modern stats, they're really good to use, but there are some flaws to them as well.
I think, yeah, every stat has something that other stats do have, right, or they don't have something that is important or something like that. Like, pitching is definitely harder to evaluate than hitting, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Like,
look at opponent weighted on base average or WOBA, which I'll probably call it most times on this mm-hmm. show. But I mean, like, you have people that say like ERA is misleading because it doesn't take into account the defense, and then you have, so like they'll say, okay, use fielding independent pitching, but then right. You can say like, oh, it's too strong against fly ball pitchers or whatever. There's no perfect stat.
Absolutely.
I think it's what makes baseball great.
Yep. And then we of course are against batting average, RBI, but they do have their purpose. They have their flaws, just like anything else. So,
yeah, definitely batting average. I mean, I'm not against it. As long as if you give me on base and slugging percentage, like there's a reason there's a triple slash line, because mm-hmm. if you have all three of them, you could get a pretty good idea of what kind of hitter the player you're looking at is.
Right.
Even without batting average, it's hard. If you only have on base and slugging, you don't know what kind of hitter it is. So I'm not saying mm-hmm. on base isn't important or batting average isn't important, but you can't right. just look at that.
Same right. with RBI. Yeah, it's a poor evaluator of an individual if you don't have all three, I would say.
Right. Yeah, and runs batted in, team stats. I still don't know why people look at them for evaluating players, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a poor one. I mean, it's worse than batting average, I believe.
Yeah, it depends what you're measuring. I mean, you can't, if you look for like an MVP, like people will say like, oh, well, you need runs to win games. Like, that is true, but at the same time, they have to have someone on base for them to score them.
Right.
Yep. Like Chris Bryant will have 50 fewer RBIs than like guys hitting in the four spot on a stacked offense when Chris Bryant's just hitting ahead of Kyle Schwarber or Ian Happ, who can't get on base ever.
Right. And then you have Bonds that hit 73 and 01. I think he only had, I mean, he barely had over 100 RBIs. Was it 120 or something like that?
Let me check real quick.
I can't remember who he had batting in front of him. There are two guys that had
137, but yeah, 137 for 73 homers is definitely not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, should have much more, but the two guys that were hitting in front of him didn't get on base a lot. I want to say one of them was Randy Winn, maybe a couple years down the road, but I know he had some poor people hitting in front of him that year.
Yeah, definitely. So what are your first impressions of the season so far? I hate the rainouts. It's going to be
annoying. The rainouts are unlike anything I've ever seen. We just can't get in the summer, but I think the season's gone pretty well. It's nice to see the Angels off to a good start. It's always good to see the Red Sox playing well. The Yankees have probably been a surprise to most people, sitting at 8-8. Many people thought that bullpen was going to be the biggest part of that team, along with Stanton in the lineup. Just not off to the start people thought they would be.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty early, but
right.
What about Shohei Ohtani? What do you think of him?
I love him.
Good first impression, yeah, man. How do you not? How does anyone not love him?
There, you'll have the haters out there, but to do both at the same time, and it is early in the season, I know that, but I think he's proven himself that he can do both.
Yeah,
pretty
definitely
well.
Definitely performing at a very high level right now. He had some control issues last mm-hmm. night against your Red Sox, but people are attributing it to a blister. Yep. I don't know what the actual reasoning is. Could have been the extra rest that he got because of the rainouts.
Could have been.
It's just one start in a season full of starts. And
oh yeah, so, absolutely. And even your best pitchers have outings like that.
Yeah,
so.
Still working at like a 3.60 ERA, 3.305 FIP. I mean, that's ridiculous for someone that has never faced American hitters before. So. I'm very excited to see how he ends up. He's also going to be the next logo, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I could see him being a 20 home run guy this year. I think he can hit 20.
Yeah.
And then as far as pitching, I think he can hover around 3 to 3.5 ERA, which is really good for doing both.
I mean, yeah, if he has an above average like OPS and above average ERA, I mean, you're talking one of the most valuable players in the game just from being
right. Now, I've had a couple people ask me, and I think I know the answer, but as far as his total WAR, it'll just be combined into one number.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing for my WAR league. If you're in my WAR league, so But yeah, that's how I'm doing it for Ohtani. I'm just adding up his position player war and his pitcher war. I don't know if that's mathematically the correct way of doing it, but until someone tells me otherwise, that's how I will be doing that.
I think that's the right way to do it,
but
go ahead.
I think the surprise for everyone is that he's actually, I mean, obviously it's mid-April, but he actually is higher as a hitter right now than as a pitcher on Fangraphs. He's at 0.5 as a hitter and only 0.4 as a pitcher, but I mean, that's still ridiculous. I mean, most regulars aren't even at 0.5 as a hitter, and then most regular pitchers aren't even 0.4 as a pitcher. So the fact that he's able to do both, I mean, if he doesn't get hurt, he's a runaway rookie of the year. There were some doubts coming in spring training, but I think he's erased them, even with only 8 games at the plate. But, I mean, we've seen what he can do. His tools are just ridiculous. So,
The speed time, 29.6 feet per second.
Sprint speed. It's ridiculous. He's fast. I mean, imagine if they played him in the outfield. They could. He could throw 100. His arm is not like a question. Yeah. He's fast. And I heard he was a solid fielder. Obviously, they won't want to do that for the injury risk. But if if they need someone in the field, hey, here's this pitcher/DH we can throw in left field or right field. But I like the way they're doing it with their DHing. I mean, playing in the field would just be, I think, way too much in Major League. You can do it in Little League and like high school, but do it even in college.
Just too much of a risk for injury.
Definitely. I mean, imagine the injury risk of like Ohtani playing left with Trout in center. Like if they collide, you just lost like one of the best duos in MLB history potentially.
Yeah, that you just lost potentially like 15 WAR and just. Players.
They were going to win 90. Now they're at below 500 or something like that.
Another tidbit to the beginning of the season, your boy Matt Chapman.
I love Matt Chapman. If you guys don't go on Twitter, he's probably the player I tweet most about. And that's on the Athletics. Yeah. And I feel like he does not get enough. He's basically Nolan Arenado. And people are going to be like, early to say that. But if you watch him play, I mean, he's fantastic, and no one watches him play because he's on the Athletics. Athletic fans don't even watch him play.
Right, A's fans don't watch him, so obviously us over on the East Coast are never going to see his games. But if you have a chance to watch him play, he's tremendous, both in the field and at the plate.
And he's one of the right now sprint speed. He's one of the 5 fastest players in baseball. So
he can do it all.
Yeah, I was going to write an article, and then I decided that I didn't want to write anything because I'm not a big fan of writing stuff, but he's probably one of our baseball's next 5-2 player, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see it.
I mean, he's got a good arm. He has the most defensive runs saved in the last 2 seasons, and he came up at the All-Star break last year, or after the All-Star break last year. So, and he's hitting, like, the only doubt coming in the season was, will he not strike out at a high rate, and he's not only doing that, but he's hitting for contact, and he's hitting for power, and he's getting on base.
And just walking, another thing, I guess, seen some people giving Ohtani some crap because of the opponents he's faced. I think that A's lineup is very underrated.
A's are one of the best hitting teams in baseball. Do you see what they just did to the White Sox? Ridiculous. The staff isn't very good, but they just...
Yeah, they're very underrated, and I don't think they get the credit that they deserve. Especially on the offensive end. I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, that lineup with, like, especially Jed Lowry, early season MVP candidate right there. I mean, he's OPS over 1,000. Matt Olson hit, like, 20-something. He's on your War League team, right?
Yep.
20-something homers last year. Only 2 doubles. 23 homers and 2 doubles, I think, last year.
Very surprising. And he only played 45 or 50 games.
Yeah, you got Matt Chapman there. You got, I mean, just a bunch of good players on that. I mean, their pitching isn't very good, which is why people just – think that, their pitching isn't good, they're not a good team, therefore their hitting isn't good. But then you got Chris Davis, who hits probably 40 homers a year. I mean, you got all these above average to good hitters, and that's a good lineup. It's just their pitching isn't good enough to carry them anywhere.
Right. What else from the beginning of the season have you noticed or been looking at?
Just I love how fans freak out over the season. I mean, one of the main things that, especially Giancarlo Stanton, he's getting booed at Yankee Stadium. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yep.
He gets off to a slow start pretty much every season. But
he'll be fine.
Yeah, obviously he's been not valuable at all. Not very valuable. I mean, he's still OPS is in the 700s probably, but breaking out a lot.
Yeah, he'll be fine. OPS plus is 106 still, which with the struggles he's had is still really good.
Yeah, I think it's overstated just because he's striking out a lot and his batting is probably sub 200. But, I mean, he's... he's just been below average this year, maybe at worst.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to, especially for Stanton, it's hard to boo a guy that pretty much is on your team because he chose pretty much the Yankees. He said, here are four teams I want to go to. He rejected the trade to the Giants and the Cardinals. So he's only on the team because he wanted to be there. So it's rough to boo a guy because if he really wanted to, he wouldn't be on the team.
You're a Cubs fan, so you probably remember this. Maybe you don't. And maybe Cubs fans out there remember it. Chris Bryant's first game, I believe he K'd three times and he got booed at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that's kind of rough. But I was not there to boo him. I would not have booed him.
No, it's just the fan bases, and you'll get that probably any fan base you're at. High prospect, highly touted prospect. If they don't do well in their first game or in any game, they're going to get booed.
Yeah, I mean, it's the negative fans always outweigh the – like, not outweigh, but you can always hear the negative fans louder than the positive fans.
Right.
You won't hear guys, like, cheering Chris Bryant after he strikes out three times. You'll either hear nothing or you hear boos.
Right.
You're like, nice try, Chris. You'll do it next time. Like, no, they don't do that at baseball stadiums.
Right.
It's like a Little League game where, like, he's walking off and, like, all the – they're, like, clapping. Like, oh, you good try. You'll get him next time. But, I mean, I'm glad you brought up Chris Bryant. He's one of the things I've been most impressed about this season because I watch pretty much every Cubs game. I watch a lot of other games, but Cubs especially. He's been fantastic.
Strikeout rate is down even more from last year.
Yeah, every year he's dropped his strikeout rate and he's increased his walk rate. So
yeah,
I mean, he's turning into a Joey Votto.
Yep, and that's the problem with evaluating him. And it's very hard to compare him against like Nolan Arenado because we don't necessarily know his ceiling quite yet.
Right, they're different players. And
yep.
I think the comparison started in, like, 2016 when Chris Bryant had 39 homers and 102 RBIs. But I don't think Chris is going to put up those power numbers again. And that's fine. It's better to be an on-base guy than a slugging guy. And the comparison between Chris Bryant and Nolan Arenado is the only reason it's a comparison is because they both play the same position in the same league.
Right.
Very different players.
Yep. Correct.
Which is why I don't like the Joey Votto, Paul Goldschmidt comparison. I mean, yeah, they're both first basemen, but that's about it. I mean,
that's not a good comparison.
Like, they're just comparing just because they play the same position. I mean,
right.
Goldschmidt was a third baseman. You would never hear them getting, and you never hear him in the same sentence ever.
Right.
So that's why I think that Chris Bryant's better, but I mean, you can't go wrong with either of them. People get mad, like, oh, you're a biased Cubs fan. And like, yeah, I am a biased Cubs fan. If I was a Rockies fan, I would think Nolan Arenado is better. So,
right.
There's not much of a difference. They're both fantastic.
Yep, I would take either one of them on my team.
Yeah. So I think we should just lay this out. So for the listeners, so we're trying to get maybe like one or two episodes of these up per week. Obviously, we're not going to have a set time for it yet because we're both pretty busy people. And for me, my school is not over yet. My high school year is not over.
Right.
I've got AP testing and all those stuff. So I don't have a set schedule, so we can't make this thing a set schedule either. So,
yeah.
So you want to end it on that, or do you want to?
We're not really going to have a set schedule. It's going to be one, two times a week if we have time. Maybe three times a week because we didn't have enough time the previous week or the next week. We're pretty busy. I've got a big boy job, so I'm not really consistent with hours in it. So I could be working later shifts. So we're just going to have to go just as it goes, go with the flow and see where it goes, what time we do it. So we're definitely going to do it every week. We just got to find time for it.
It'll be promoted probably like we'll retweet it like three times the next day. So you won't miss it if you're just on Twitter at all. So hope you guys enjoy it. We certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it should be fun. Obviously, educational and fun, getting the fans involved and all that. Just talking baseball, that's what we love. Yeah. So, but anything else we want to hit on tonight?
I think we're good.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I think this is a good introduction, good first successful recording.
Yeah, hopefully this goes to Twitter correctly, and hopefully it doesn't like delete when I press finish recording.
Right.
Yeah. All right, have a good one, guys.
Hey, yep, have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.